So that's just like me and you. If I say, hey, William, can I borrow $500? And you go and make a post on Facebook, hey, has Janae borrowed $500 from anybody? And they say, well, yeah, and she paid me back. Okay, well, I'll trust you with my $500. Well, if I say, hey, William, can I borrow $50,000? And you go on Facebook and make a post, and they say, well, she's never borrowed $50,000 from me.
She only borrowed $500.
She borrowed $500. Yeah, I can vouch for that.
I don't feel secure giving you this.
You're going to say, I don't feel secure at all giving you my $50,000.
Right.
So that's just how lenders work.
All right, we back at it. Another episode from A to Z. I got a special guest in the building with me. I mean, if y'all want to learn how to get that credit right, if you want to learn about this Airbnb game, this is the person that you need to you listen to this one. You know what I mean? It may be an hour or some change, but if you want to get some real jewels, I'm going to make sure that she dropped these jewels for you guys. So I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Take the floor. The floor is yours.
My name is Janae White. I go by Jay White, and I also go by Janae, the credit goddess White, on Facebook, Jay White underscore CEO on Instagram. And I used to work two jobs for over 10 years. I worked for the Department of Children and Families by day for 10 years, and I worked for UPS by night for 9 years. While I was working, you know, I had bad credit. I went through a lot of things. I had my first child at 19 years old. I ruined my credit at 18 years old. So I was living paycheck to paycheck. Life was very hard. My car used to break down. I used to not be able to get my son to daycare and things like that. Well, at 25 years old, I had came out of the 7 years of bad credit. And I said, okay, you know that I don't want to have bad credit anymore. Now I don't have any credit. So what do I do so I don't repeat the cycle? So I went to the library downtown and I started checking out every single book that had to do with credit and finances. And I just started reading and applying the knowledge. I saw my credit score jump 50 points and then 100 points and then 150 points and then 200 points. So I was like, whoa, you know, what's going on here? And then I just started digging deeper and deeper and deeper into, you know, how to walk into a bank with $5 and come out with $20,000. I had credit card limits with $30,000, $20,000, $25,000, $10,000, $9,000. And then I started studying about business credit, and it just really, really blew my mind because I was like, wow, you know, I started crying because I was like, if I knew this at 18 years old, this would be an entirely different life for me. And I just really started thinking. I was like, you know, why didn't I know this? Why didn't I know this? And I was like, well, because my mom didn't teach me, and I was really upset with her. And then I thought about it. I said, well, she couldn't teach me because she didn't know. And why didn't she know? Because my grandma didn't know. So I was like, I have to break this cycle because this is some really valuable information, because credit literally changed my life. It just made things so much easier for me. So I said, I have to go back to my community and I have to share this knowledge. And at first it was like, you know, when the light bulb goes off and you just want to tell everybody what you know. You're like, hey, let me do this for you. Let me do that for you. Ooh, I learned this. So it was like that kind of game. And people be like, you know, whatever. You just Janae. You don't know what you're talking about. And my family members started giving me a chance, and I started fixing my aunts, uncles, cousins, my grandma. You know, I started fixing people in my family's credit for free. Then, of course, they started telling people. Those people told people, and I was at work. You know, I was still working two jobs, and I was like, wait, my phone is ringing a lot about credit. So then I was like, well, I'm just going to get everybody in the room at one time, and I'm going to tell you all how to do it yourself, because I can't just be sitting here taking phone calls all day trying to fix your credit over the phone. And so that was the birth of my first seminar. So I had a credit seminar. It sold out, and I literally just taught everybody who attended how to fix their own credit. Well, what happened is half of the room said, wow, this information is great. I'm going to take it home and I'm going to go fix my own credit. The other half was like, girl, this was an information overload. I know you to go. I don't have time to do all this. Can I just pay you to do it for me? And I was like, no, I don't want to do credit repair. You know, I just really want to give you all the information. And one lady, she was very adamant, and she said, look, I'm telling you, I don't want to do it. I trust you, and it's not fair for you to send me back out to somebody else. And you've given me all this knowledge, and now I trust you. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, well, give me a number. How much would you charge me? And I gave her a number, and she reached in her purse and gave me the money.
Yeah,
I was like, well, this is easy. So that was how my credit repair company started, basically. And then it just really grew overnight, you know. I tell people that all the time. If you really help people, you will never have to worry about money a day in your life. You will never have to worry about, you know, your business being successful or not, because you're providing something of value that people need.
Facts, facts. All right. So I didn't want to jump in because I...
I'm sorry.
I wanted you to get that spill out. Okay. And that was a good introduction so people can know. But I want to go back to where you said you were 18. And you said if you would have knew what you knew now at 18, it would have been different. So tell me how life was for you at 18. What was Janae White at 18?
Well, at 18, I had a regular job. I was banking, getting paid every 2 weeks. And I was about to go to the military, actually. Mm. I had just got inducted into the Navy. And, of course, I found that I was pregnant, so I didn't go. But, I just kept working because, that's what we do. We know we have to work and earn a living to be a good taxpaying citizen and things like that. And I was just going to go have my baby and go to college and just get a degree and things like that. And I walked into ViStar, and I got a loan for $500, and I didn't pay them back. So that's what ruined my credit. And just thinking, now looking in hindsight, that had I paid them back their $500, then they probably would have gave me $5,000 later, and I probably would have been a homeowner at the age of 20 and 21 and not at 33. Mm. So it just really... credit speeds things up. So I ask people all the time when they sign up for my credit repair program, I say, do you want to buy a house? Do you want to buy a house? Or have you purchased a house?
No, you? I haven't.
You yet. Haven't purchased a house. Do you want to purchase a house?
Yes.
What is your price range? So what are you looking at?
$350,000.
If you just went to work every day and you said, okay, I'm going to just pay for this house cash, I'm going to save up $350,000, how long do you think that would take you?
It could take a lifetime.
It could take a lifetime. That's what I tell people. And even if it takes a year or 2 years. But if you have a 3-digit credit score that meets a certain criteria, you'll get the money today. Mm. So it's just using that as a leverage, and then you rinse and repeat. So if I go buy one house, right, and I have good credit, and I pay my mortgage, I live in it, and over time that house increases in value, now I have an asset.
Right.
So now guess what I can do? I can sell it. Mm. I could sell it for more than what I paid for it. So guess what I just did? I just really lived somewhere for a few years for free.
For free. Mm-hmm.
I made money off of it. And then you rinse and repeat. Mm. Well, the long-term goal is, the ultimate goal is to get the bank to say, okay, well, you're very trustworthy. You can handle multiple properties at one time. Mm. Real estate has made the most millionaires because we all need somewhere to live.
Right.
So why don't we all have good credit? And why aren't we all investing into real estate?
Those are great questions. We're going to get the answers in a minute. We're going to get those answers. So 18, you didn't have that mind state. You got this $500 loan. You ran off on the plug.
Yes. And they said, hey. Some
yeah, they said, we don't think we can't mess with you. You're not credit worthy or whatever. And, that's something that I just not with the bank, but something that happened where I was doing business with a person. And I expected to have something in a certain time frame. Mm-hmm. They didn't have it. So they kind of lost credit with me.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? They said, I always pay. I paid you this time. This. I said, well, with the credit bureaus, you could be good for a year.
For 20 years.
For 20 years. But if you mess up this one month, time. You're going to lose some points.
A lot of points.
So with me, you lost some points. what I'm saying? So... In that stage, in that era right there, 18, you had the $500, you ran off on that, didn't pay it back. I heard you say you were working on children and families.
I worked two jobs, Department of Children and Families as a mm-hmm. social worker and a fraud investigator for 10 years, mm-hmm. and UPS for 9 years.
So with children and family, were you thinking about your credit then? Was it still messed up?
Yes, it was messed up for 7 years. I sat in that for 7 years because, remember, I still didn't understand. I'm just like, okay, we don't grow up to understand credit. Then what do your parents tell you anyway? Okay, you don't need credit anyway. Just go to work, work hard, pay for everything cash. And then, me growing up, my mom, she had furniture from Rent-A-Center. Mm-hmm. So, what's your mama tell you when she at Rent-A-Center? Don't open the door. So that was as far as my understanding for credit went. So it was just very... it was lack of education. We perish due to lack of knowledge. So I made life very hard for myself I ruined my credit for $500. Mm. So that's what I like to tell people, and I tell my clients that all the time, because people have this misconception about credit that, you know, I'm going to hire you, you're going to dispute everything off, my life is going to be great. And I said, no, that's not true credit repair. Anybody who tells you that, you need to run.
Right.
Because sometimes you do need to pay those debts. Mm-hmm. That's just like Navy Federal. They're the biggest and the baddest bank in, I tell everybody, in the world. Mm. So, and they have a very easy application process, and you can get a lot of money from them without proving anything.
Don't you have to have somebody in your family or someone that's in
it? You just have to know somebody.
Know somebody.
So even if you and I know each other and I say, okay, I'll let you piggyback off of my membership and I'll get you in, now you're in.
I need to get in. I need in there.
So, but I tell people that. So let's say Navy Federal lets you borrow $500. Mm-hmm. Is $500 worth your ruining a relationship with a bank of that size?
Not at all.
It's not at all, you know? So I put that into perspective for them, and I say, hey, I'm here to lead you, guide you, and educate you. I'm not here to be a magician, mm-hmm. you know? I'm not here to say, okay, I'm going to send out a letter, and, you know, you can start all over. That's not how it works. That's not reality. And I teach people as well, you have to build relationships. Credit is like chess. You know, we grew up and we were taught that credit was bad. It's not bad. We just don't understand it. Mm. That's just like if you and I play a game of chess and I know how to play and you don't, I'm going to beat you.
Right. Because I don't understand it.
Does that make chess bad, though?
No, it's just I don't understand it. And you
just
do.
Don't know.
Right.
So you're going to lose all day long. And credit is just like that. If you don't know how to play the game, you're going to lose. Mm.
So you learned the game. Around what age did you?
25. I started 25. Learning. When I started going to the library. And it was like, wow, somebody hit me over the head with a brick, because it's so true. You know, if you want to find an answer to something, it's in a book. Mm. And we don't read as a community.
Yeah.
We weren't taught to read. And even now in my entrepreneurship, I read so much. People don't know, but that's literally the secret to my success is I read. I'm always on to what's going on. I'm always studying, even credit, because it changes every day.
Yeah,
you
does.
Know, I'm into what bank.
You know what? I just learned
most.
That change to, you know, like the jewelry store cards that you can
okay,
use
yes,
as, you know,
smart,
trade lines
smart.
And stuff
yes,
like that. So
yes.
Now they just taking them off now. They're not even
because
using
because guess what?
I think it's because we started getting
exactly.
on to it. Yeah, and they were like, hold on now.
And they're moving the finish line.
Yeah.
They're going to do that all the time. They yeah. did that with voting. They did that yeah. with desegregation.
Yeah.
So you think they're not going to do it? Credit a tool that they have used to keep us in poverty mm-hmm. for years. We've always been the hardest working.
Right.
We've always been the smartest. So what was the difference?
Just,
we didn't know how to leverage credit.
Yeah, we didn't know how to leverage it.
We didn't know how to leverage credit.
Yeah.
You have to watch, what's Donald Trump's documentary on Netflix?
Oh, I seen it. Yeah, I
so
watched
it.
So
do you see how he tricked the courts and got
approved
for
yeah.
the hotel?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He didn't, it wasn't because he had a whole bunch of money at the time.
Yeah, he just knew. He knew the game.
He knew how to play the game.
Yeah.
And that's all we have to do. When we learn how to play the game, we'll win. Mm.
All right, so learning how to play the game around 25, because you took yourself to the library and
yes.
said, this is my investment. I'm going to invest this myself by going into it and getting this knowledge mm-hmm. and learning the credit. So at this time, did you start working on yours first?
I did. I started working on mine. So like I said, I had a lot of test dummies. So I started working on my husband's. I started working on my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my grandmother. But I'm going to trip you out, too, because even then, I still didn't know everything about it, because the first time I had great credit, I used my credit to purchase liabilities. So I was swiping up them credit cards, those $20,000 credit lines. I was buying Jordans.
Buying the stuff, yeah.
You know, every weekend, and not only for me, for my husband, for my children. You know, we had to have the sweatsuit that went with it. You know, we had to go on vacations.
The whole
we had to
nine.
Buy jewelry.
Yeah.
We had to buy Gucci and Louis and things like that, you know, and I was just so still ignorant. Okay, now you have access to all this cash, and you're not using it. You're still working two jobs. Mm. You know, you're not using it to start a business. You're not using it to create assets and generational wealth. And it took for me to be over $100,000 in debt. And I'm not talking about including cars and houses. I'm talking about straight
credit cards.
And lines of credit and personal loans.
So hold on. So you go from 18 where they gave you $500 and you messed that up.
Yes.
Then you fast forward and you learn enough to
yes.
say, okay, Now I can fix mine, and I'm getting some credit cards, and I'm swiping it, swiping it. And then you get in debt $100,000.
Over $100,000. That's not including.
How you climb out of that?
Ooh, child, I'm going to give y'all all the tea.
Yeah, how do you climb out of that?
So, to be honest, I actually filed bankruptcy. I filed bankruptcy.
Is that a good thing to do?
So, knowing what I know now, no, you should never file bankruptcy on your person. And that's why I educate as well, because I say if you have good credit and you don't know what to do with it, it's a disaster waiting to happen. So being honest, I was so embarrassed. I was so distraught. I didn't even want to tell my husband, like, look, I got us in all this debt. We're going to have to file bankruptcy. And the reason that we had to do that, I never missed a payment, but I was high interest rates, high interest rate credit cards. And just think about maxing out a $25,000 credit card. So the monthly payments were like $700 a month.
You gotta pay.
So imagine having 15 of those. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So then you're making a payment every month on a maxed out credit card, and that balance isn't going anywhere. It's still maxed out.
Yeah, it's still maxed.
So it's very stressful. And you can even do your research. People kill themselves over debt.
Like,
debt is so stressful. And
I just saw a guy, heard about this guy, killed himself. He was trading, you know, I guess through Robinhood or whatever, $700,000.
Wow.
And he ended up killing himself.
Wow.
Lost $700,000.
Wow. Yeah, it is. It's very stressful and depressing. And I was stressed out. So I did that, and I went back to what I knew and what helped me the first time. I started back studying.
Right.
I started studying everything that had to do with bankruptcy. And, you know, the misconception is when you file bankruptcy, you're dead. It's over. You can't do anything for 7 years. And that's just absolutely not true. Actually, people will lend to me quicker than they will lend to you because you've never filed. I can't file again for 10 years on my person. So it just makes you more attractive. It's like, okay, you know, I can file this and wipe out all this debt and I just do it again. You know,
you're
going to send me another credit card in the mail. So I started studying bankruptcy. And I was like, oh, I get it. I remember I was really embarrassed and I went to bankruptcy court. And in bankruptcy court, it's like a room full of people. So you're not by yourself. And they call each one of you up one by one, and you go in front of the room, and they ask you a set of questions. And I remember I walked in, and my head was down. And my last name is White, so it starts with a W. So I was at the very end.
So
As I'm listening to people's case, my head going up a little bit. It's going up. And, you know, they ask you things like, well, what all assets do you have? And it was people up there like, you know, I have 3 houses. I have a yacht.
What assets did you have at the time?
Jordans.
I got these J's, y'all. These 11s, they just came out. I got these.
So I was like, whoa. And then they asked you, you know, is this your first time filing? And it was so many people. I was like, no, this is my second time.
So hold on. You got to. I thought filing was like this paperwork or something. You got to go to a court and.
Yes. It's federal. Yes.
So you got
to
go.
You don't have to get an attorney, but it's.
And tell them why you want to file bankruptcy.
Yes, because they're going to wipe out. Some people are millions of dollars in debt. Look at Donald Trump. But that's the part that I had to study because.
Can they deny you from doing it?
Well, because you can only file every so often. So I can't go out like today. I can't say, okay, I'm going to get a, max out all my credit cards and then I'm going to file bankruptcy. That's just not possible. But no, every 10 years.
Wow,
Google it. It's people that plan.
Well, I don't want to file bankruptcy.
No, you don't
I just said,
I'm
like,
saying, just study up on it. But it's people that plan bankruptcies.
Wow. Okay. And that could wipe. So I didn't know that you had to go like in front of a judge and all this other
stuff.
And what's
different chapters? So, certain chapters, they wipe out everything.
So after filing the bankruptcy, then did you get back on track?
I did immediately because I knew the game.
Right.
I did it once before. So I just redid everything I did the first time. And literally, my credit score went up because I wasn't in debt anymore.
Right. So it's all credit,
I was
no
like,
debt.
Whoa, and literally, I went and I filed one day, and you know, I was waiting for it to discharge. The day after I discharged, I went and bought a brand new car. It was, you know, that year.
What was your credit after it when it discharged? Like, what was your score?
It was like a 7. It went down a little bit when I first filed because they closed a lot of my credit cards and things like that. And then as soon as it discharged and all the accounts were removed, it shot up back up to the 700s.
So you
but while you're in bankruptcy, you can't use your credit.
Oh, okay, so. Got you. So you had to wait for it.
Yes.
How long was that process?
It was like 2 months.
Oh, so just wait 2 months, and then after that, good to go.
Yeah, and then, like, we didn't pay any car notes that entire time. Like, I'm not, please, you're going to be educated now, so please do not ever file bankruptcy, especially on your person. If you are going to file it on your business, like Donald Trump. But, but yes, knowing what I know now, I would never do that because, of course, we use our credit to build assets and not liabilities. But anytime you're using your credit card, I tell my clients all the time, for a liability, you know, it's just a disaster waiting to happen. You want to open up a business. You want to purchase a home. You know, you want to... We live in Jacksonville, so I say a car is a necessity, and then you can always use that car.
Definitely a necessity
to
here,
make money, right? You can drive Uber and things
car,
like that.
You out of gas.
So you can turn it into an income-producing vehicle, which is what I do with my credit. So you definitely want to be looking at using it to utilize and purchase assets and create other streams.
So let's say a person who has credit. I'm gonna come up with a scenario. They don't have any credit, basically, and they just had stuff on there. It may not have been credit cards. It could have been repossession, eviction, and that's what has their credit bad. What would they do to get out of to get themselves back to where they need to be? Credit-wise.
So what I tell people all the time, number one, I would start rebuilding because we were led to believe that the negative, focus on the negative, and I just got to get the negative off. No, you don't. You want to start building new relationships. Think about it as if you're in a relationship, you know, and you had 5 exes ago, you cheated. Are you still going to keep going back trying to fix what you cheated with that ex? Are you going to say, hey, well, I'm in this new relationship. Let me start rebuilding with her. So it's the same thing with credit. I tell people like this. Credit is your financial report card. Your credit score is your financial report card and your credit report. So think about do you have children?
I don't have any.
But you went to school.
Yeah.
So, you know, a report card. So let's say your first 9 weeks, you make straight Fs. You bomb. Your parents probably would have been like, oh, you're not getting nothing for Christmas. You know, you're on punishment and things like that. And then the second 9 weeks, you come back and you make straight A's. The third 9 weeks, you make straight A's. The fourth 9 weeks, you make straight A pluses. Do you think they would have detained you or promoted you?
Well, promote me.
Promote it because... You still have those straight Fs on your report card the first 9 weeks. But the second, third, and fourth 9 weeks were reflective of you're not that child that you were that first 9 weeks. And me as a parent, I have 2 children. I would say, well, I don't know what was going on the first 9 weeks. I don't know if it was the teachers, if it wasn't my child. You know, because he came back and redeemed himself the second, third, and fourth 9 weeks. And even though the Fs are still on there, the A's are going to greatly outweigh the Fs.
So would they take care of that? Should they take care of that that's on there?
So you have to be realistic. I tell people that all the time. Number one, you start building new relationships, right? So you say, hey, from this day forward, I tell them all the time, don't miss any more payments. You know, go to your bank and get a secured loan. Things like that. Start building a new relationship and say, hey, if I got that repo last year, in 2021, I'm not that person anymore. You know, and eventually over time, the negative always gets older. Well, what did I just tell you happened to me the first time? I sat in bad credit for 7 years. After 7 years, it wasn't on my credit anymore. So you can take that approach. Well, then you come to credit repair, right, and you start disputing the negative. I tell my clients all the time, well, if it comes off, it only helps you, right? Because if anything bad comes off or nobody knows, that helps you. But you can't ever guarantee that they're going to remove a repo. You know, it's really hard. And I tell people to think about it like this. Have you ever heard of the words identity theft?
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who's been a victim of identity theft?
I don't know.
You don't know anybody personally?
But I've heard of several people. You have an identity theft.
Do you know anybody that's ever been arrested, seen anybody on the news for stealing people's identities? So we all know that that's a true crime in America, right? Have you ever heard of anybody being a victim and they got an entirely new identity that the, you know, the government or the USA said, oh, here you go, here's a new social security number?
I don't know anybody personally.
They don't
personally.
Do that. You just stuck with that messed up credit. It's yours to fix, even if they stole your identity. So think about, and I think the last time I looked, it happens every so many seconds in the U.S., somebody steals your identity. So we have all these millions of people that were really, truly victims of identity theft. We have people that's really serving time for it. And so they know that this is an issue, right? But they still don't go out and say, okay, we're going to forgive you for that because you were a true victim. So you mean to tell me that you can really go buy a car, miss payments up until the point they repossess that car, and a letter is going to make it go away like that?
No.
No.
Yeah,
life not that good.
Right.
Because none of us would have to work. We would just go out.
And send letters, yeah.
Right, and send letters.
Hey, yeah, he got that letter down the street.
Now, what happens is, I tell people that all the time, it's just like rolling dice. Mm. It's luck. It may come off, it may not. Now, as an expert, I do have different tactics that I can use to increase the chances, but I tell people that all the time, don't give me your money based on what could come off. If you don't really want true good credit, don't come to Jay White.
What if they say, okay, I got the money to pay it, or it's a settlement, and they pay it. Is that good
is
to do?
Good. If they have the money, that's good to do. But like I tell people all the time, sometimes it's just good to start rebuilding. And if you do have that money like that, if you have money, then your credit score can be a little shaky, you know, because you're buying your way in with money. You're saying, hey, take me serious. You know, my credit is good. I mean, it's not that good, but I'm coming to the table with some dollars to make you trust me. Mm. If you have really good credit, then you don't really need
the money, right?
So you're going to have one or the other. Now, if you have both, you are powerful.
It's a win-win situation. Yeah.
You can move how you want to move.
Definitely.
And who doesn't like to move how they want to move? So that's why credit is very, very, very important, because the most powerful people have both.
So you suggested somebody who's trying to build their credit, get like secured card or go to a bank or secured loans.
Secured loans. If you're not educated on credit, do not get a secured credit card. Because the first thing a lot of people do, have you ever been offered a secured credit card?
Yeah.
How much was it for?
$200.
$200 or $500. Yeah. Well, most of the people that have to get a secured credit card, usually they're in a financial situation that's why they don't have good credit, because they're not in a good financial situation. So most people go in with it thinking, okay, well, it's my money, right? You know, I gave you $500 and you just put it on a card. Well, now I want to take the same card and go pay my light bill with it. Oh, I need some gas. Let me get some gas with it. Now you just maxed out that credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people don't know that utilization is 30% of your score.
Yeah.
So now that secured credit card that you got to help your credit is actually damaging your credit even more.
Because you're using it and you maxing it out.
You're maxing it out.
All right.
And that's 30% of your score. Lenders want to see that you're responsible with credit, which means if you have access to $500, you only need to use about 50 of it. Mm-hmm. If you have access to $5,000, you only need to use about 500 of it.
Yeah.
That's how personal credit works. Mm-hmm. So you just have to show that you're really responsible, and a lot of people don't know that, because they go in with a secured credit card thinking that, hey, it's my money. Why can't I use it how I want?
So how does the secured loan work?
A secured loan, that's a great question. So a secured loan is an installment loan. So think about a credit card, right? Everybody knows about credit cards. They are called revolving debt, which means that when you get a credit card, there's no limit. So they're not saying, hey, William, you have this credit card for a year, and after a year, we're going to close it. Or, hey, William, you have this $500 limit, and after you pay that back, we're going to close it. It's revolving. So as you pay it back, you can use it again, and they're going to keep it open as long as you keep paying it, right? Well, installment loans don't work that way. An example of that would be a car. Have you ever purchased a car or financed a car?
Yeah.
And they said, what? You have this car payment, and it's $500 a month, which is an exact price, and it is for 5 years.
Right.
So that's what you call an installment loan. It's for a set amount of time and a set payment. It never changes.
Right.
So lenders like to see that you can handle different types of credit. So can he handle a car note and a secured credit card, or a credit card, which is revolving credit? Can he handle a mortgage? Mm-hmm. And people don't know that as well. You know, they'll say, oh, okay, I laugh at Facebook comments when people make a post. Well, I want good credit, and people come in the comments, oh, girl, just get a secured credit card.
Be like, that's
not going to get you to good credit, because especially if you're not educated, because you're going to go get that card, it's going to damage your credit more, and then you're not even showing that you can handle a mix of credit. A lot of people have the goal to buy a house. People know that they want somewhere to live. You know, with social media, education is out there that you can actually save money by purchasing. And, you know, some people say, well, I don't need you. I'll just get a $500 secured credit card. Well, you just said earlier that your dream house is about $350,000 right now. Mm-hmm. $500 doesn't tell me that you can handle $350,000. Yeah. So that's just like me and you. If I say, hey, William, can I borrow $500? And you go and make a post on Facebook, hey, has Janae borrowed $500 from anybody? And they say, well, yeah, and she paid me back. Okay, well, I'll trust you with my $500. Well, if I say, hey, William, can I borrow $50,000? And you go on Facebook and make a post, and they say, well, she's never borrowed $50,000 from me.
She only borrowed
$500. She borrowed $500. Yeah, I can vouch for that.
I don't feel secure giving you this.
You're going to say, I don't feel secure at all giving you my $50,000.
Right.
So that's just how lenders work. And I tell people, you have to make your credit report scream at a lender, especially when you're going to buy a home. You want to say, hey, 30 years, most mortgages are 30 years. 30 years is a long time to be in bed with somebody.
Hey, if you like what you're seeing, you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Click the notification button so you can get all the alerts when we drop the videos. Each and every week, we'll have a new guest on here talking about entrepreneurship, business, and everything in between. So make sure you stay tuned from A to Z. We're going to let you get back to it. Subscribe, like, share.
Right. For 30 years, that's a long time. And that is how banks make money. They make money off of interest. It's two things we're going to all pay until the day we die. That's taxes and that's interest. Mm-hmm. They don't make money by you saying, okay, I'm going to put $20 in here. I'm going to take the $20 out. I'm going to go to the ATM. You know, they make money off of approving loans.
Yeah.
So when you go buy that car, think about how many car loans, auto loans, they approve in a day. Think about how many people are closing on homes in a day. Think about how many people owe credit card interest in one day. That's how banks get rich.
Money on top of money
on top of money, because we're always in the race. We always owe them.
Yeah.
So they want to approve loans, but they have to do it smart because they're not in the business of losing money.
Right. They're in the business of making money.
Exactly. And the only way they can judge you, and I tell people all the time, look at it like this. You know, if I had billions of dollars and I have some Facebook friends out there, and I'll say, oh, I've been following them on Facebook for a long time, and oh, she just had a beautiful baby. She won a house. I'll let her borrow the money to buy a house. Because, you know, I went to school with her. I'm from Jacksonville, born and raised. You know, I know that's her auntie right around the corner. And I trust her. Banks don't know us.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
The only criteria that they use is a three-digit score. So why aren't we all studying how to make our credit reports scream at them and say, yes, sir, you can trust me. I just want to sign my name on a dotted line. Oh, Mr. Boston, you want 5 properties? So you don't ever have to work a day in your life, and you could just rent out those properties to all the people in your community, and you're making $500 a month off those properties, and you just want to keep on, you want 5 more properties every month, and building your portfolio. Here you go. I know people with $5 million credit lines.
I'm trying to get there.
Me too.
I'm trying to get there.
Me too. I'm trying to get $1 million credit line right now.
Right, in route.
Yes.
So if a person is, you know, we talked about doing the secured loan. Mm-hmm. Is that something that they should go through with their bank that they're with now, if they have a bank?
Yes. I always say build a relationship with your bank and build a relationship with multiple banks, because that's who has the money.
Mm.
So think about, you know, if your family needed money and then I needed money from you at the same time and you only had enough money to satisfy one person, who would you choose?
But choose the family.
Your family, because you're familiar with them, right? That's your family. You know them.
Yeah, definitely.
You have a relationship with them. It's the same thing with the bank. They're more likely to lend to you if they know
family,
you
yeah.
and you have a relationship,
yeah.
and especially credit unions. So if you look at everything like that and say, what would I do if I had billions of dollars, if I had access to billions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, how would I go about dispersing my money to people who need it? And making a return on my money. It would be to those that I trust the most.
And that, yeah.
Those that I'm familiar with. And banks are the same way. So we just have to go in and get familiar. And sometimes that could be as simple as opening up a savings account for $5.
With a bank.
With the bank.
So if a person, okay, what's a good score?
So I tell people this all the time.
Because I know you get that question.
Yes, I'm different with what I know. I tell people never focus on the score. Because there's so many tricks to the trade, just like you mentioned trade lines a little earlier. I know that I can go take an 18-year-old with no credit or even, a, you know, whoever, with if they don't have any credit, and I can add a trade line to their credit and their score is going to jump up 700 points. They're going to have a 700 or above at minimum overnight.
Right.
But when you go and apply for that house and they scan your credit report, they're going to say, okay, we know that you just went and got added to a trade line.
You know what? I just found that out, too, that they, when you're trying to get a mortgage or whatever, I guess they got another system that goes over that.
Multiple systems.
Yeah, and they'll knock off the stuff that doesn't belong to you, like a trade lines, and really look at your real credit.
I tell people that all the time. They're not giving away houses on the hill.
Yeah.
You can't trick your way into a mortgage. You might trick your way into a credit card. Yeah. You might trick your way into a nice brand new car, but you're not tricking your way into a mortgage at all. It's no easy way to get a mortgage. You have to really put in the work. So what
so
I tell
if,
people...
if the score isn't really... the main factor, which is, it's a pretty number. It looks pretty.
But you want to focus on the report.
On the report,
because
the
score will mislead you. Like I just said, I can have a 750 and all I really have is a trade line. I don't have any payment history of my own. I don't have anything. I haven't done anything, but I have a good score.
Right.
No, you want to focus on the report, which is what I was saying. Knowing about the credit mix, knowing about utilization, knowing how to have an installment loan and a credit card. Mm. People in the 800s, they have a minimum of 5 credit cards. You know, they keep their utilization between 1% and 7%.
Right.
They don't have any collections. So it's just things like that. They have about 15 years of credit history of age. Mm. They only have about 3 to 5 inquiries. So it's just knowing strategies like that and focusing on the report. And if you focus on the report, the score will come.
And you keep
going. And it's
going
to match. But I could get somebody, I got somebody that had a 550 approved for a $7,000 credit card.
How?
Because they did what I told them to do. They went and established a relationship with the bank, and they were started rebuilding. They had collections on their credit. They had student loans, but they started from day one. They said, hey, I'm going to go get this secure loan. I think they then used the same money, got a secure credit card. So they had 2 positive revolving lines with that bank. So guess what that bank said? Well, hey, we trust you. I don't know what happened with Capital One. I don't know what happened with Discover.
But you've been treating us good.
Exactly.
So we're going to treat you good. Here you go.
And I tell people that all the time. It's 2 types of credit. It's internal credit, which is with the lender. So we have what we call relationship banking, where you build a relationship. And it's just like, you know, I may not like you. I may can't stand you, but your wife loves you
because
built that relationship up. Like, girl, he paid my bills. He bought us this nice house. Yeah. You know,
no matter what, you king over here.
Exactly.
I got you.
Banks are the same way. It's like, come build a relationship with us. Let us get to know you. And like I said, it could be simple as just saying, hey, here's my social. Here's my ID. Let me open up an account with you all.
Go in there, open up that account, building that relationship, and then I guess over time, I'm going to get me an installment loan.
Exactly.
Do a secured card if they give it to me. And then from there, you're building trust with that bank.
Exactly. And I tell people that all the time. A secured loan is the best. Secured credit cards, I don't know why, is everybody's claim to fame. You know, everybody knows that word. When they think of the word secured, they think of a credit card. But a secured loan is the way you want to go. Because number one, when you get a secured loan, they go by what's in your savings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they do is they freeze what's in your savings, but they give the money right back to you. So it's kind of like transferring money from your checking to your savings. It's
you say they freeze what's in your savings. What do you
quote unquote?
Okay.
So they put a freeze on it, but then they release it back to you.
Oh, gotcha.
So once they release it back to you, you got the same money that you just opened up a loan with in your hand, right?
Right, right.
Versus a secured credit card is tied up in that car. And then remember what I said about an installment loan? An installment loan doesn't go against your utilization. So now if I need to take that same $200 or $250 or $500 and go pay a bill, I can do that. But what I tell people is, if they give you the money back and you're trying to build a relationship and you're trying to get good credit and start reestablishing new credit, take that same $200 or $500, now go to the bank across the street.
And do it again.
And get another secured loan.
Mm.
Pull your money out, go to the bank over there, get another secure loan. Then take that same money, go back to bank number one, pay it off. Or pay it down, not off, because once you pay it off, it's going to close. But I just had a client, he did everything I said, and he only did like $300. Took $250 after $300 and paid it back on the same loan. Mm. So now he has a brand new loan that's paid up until September 2021.
Wow.
And it's just going to stay open. He's building a relationship with Navy Federal.
Starting with $300.
Starting with $300. In 3 months, I'm probably going to get him approved for $25,000.
I want the Navy Federal plug.
Okay.
So, it's on camera, in. So you know.
I'm going to plug into my account. When yeah,
just somebody. Just hook me up. Get me in there. You know what I mean?
I got you.
So let's talk about business credit because okay. I am, and it's crazy, and I just be honest, open book. So been in business 16 years, right?
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. But that's I'm amazing. Just learning about that's business amazing. Credit. That's,
it's not too late.
Last year.
Okay. That's a long time. That's good.
Last year. So I'm just now getting, like, the grip. So I got all this stuff, and I'm putting it, like, I started, and let me know if I did it right. I started with a gas card, business gas card.
Smart. That's very smart.
Got it BP.
Okay.
Started building
where did you get your nuggets?
I just research. Yeah, I'm a researcher.
How did you research?
YouTube and books.
So books, that mean you
yeah,
read.
Yeah. Yeah, so I bought, you remember the, you know how they had the books like Credit for Dummies and all. Yeah, I bought
those,
that.
I read those all the time. That, over and over again.
And just a whole bunch of stuff that had to do with business credit.
Yes, very smart.
Because I was really just trying to understand this business credit. I didn't even know how to check the business credit. And I found out about the NAV.com and all the other stuff.
Dropping gems.
Yeah, learning my score and like the grade and all that. So I was like, okay, I'm getting it. I'm understanding it. But I'm still figuring it out.
Okay.
You know, I'm still in that process of putting this stuff in my business and getting this business credit so that I can use. And that stuff not is in my name, you know, my personal name and attached to my business. Because even with applying for the card, right, I remember on the site I was doing it or whatever, and then I got to the third page, it was like put in your social distance. So I exited out. I'm like, no.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
And then they called me. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we saw that you were looking for the card. I said, mm-hmm. yeah, but I was looking at it, and I see they going to need my social. This. And she was like, well, no, that's through the application.
Exactly.
But over the phone, we can do it. And you don't have to be a personal guarantee. And yeah. I was like, what? Okay, let's
yes.
do it.
Yes.
Boom,
yes.
got the card. You yes. know what I mean? So how does somebody start with their business credit? What's the best? And did I do it right?
Yes, you did. You are very, very intelligent. And I'm glad that you researched that because I always tell people that all the time. With anything that has to do with credit, I don't care how much I know, you should never want me to do everything for
right,
you because it's
right,
yours.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I'm not going to pay your bills for you.
Right.
So that was perfect. I tell people this. So with business credit, how you do it right, number one, is you always want to separate yourself from your business because that allows you to be more powerful. So when you apply for your EIN, how many digits was that?
It was a 9-digit number.
It was a 9-digit number. How many digits is your social?
9 digits.
9 digits. How much did you pay for your EIN?
Free.
How much did you pay for your social?
Free.
So they gave you a social. They allowed you to start building credit with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That you could use as leverage. And the same thing for your business. When you got your business, they allowed you to have a social that goes with it that they call an EIN, and you can build credit with that. Basically, so what you want to do is you want to set up your business separate from yourself like that. So you want to have an EIN. You want to be a LLC or a corporation. And then, like I tell people all the time, you want to also have a website. You want to have a business phone number. You don't want to have your home address. You want to have a brick and mortar location as you have.
See, that's another thing I had by mistake, though, in doing my LLC. And this was some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it had my house address on
yes.
there. You know,
and it's public information.
Public information.
Yes.
And
because we don't know. But you still were 10 steps ahead because at least you had a business.
Yeah, so I'm checking in and I'm like, everything that come up is with my home address on there.
Yes.
And then I had to pay to change that.
Yep.
Yeah, so, all right, so getting a business address and business phone number. So go ahead.
And website. Because you're not serious about your business, especially in 2021 if you don't have a website.
Website,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
And you just want to look lendable. Even if you just like me, I create businesses just to get funding. So I'll go create a website myself, you know, on Wix and take me 5 minutes. But I have a website. I have a business address.
Right.
You know, I don't have a Gmail or Yahoo. I have, you know, if my website is jwhite-enterprises.com, info@jwhiteenterprises.com or janae@jwhiteenterprises.com. You just want to look like a Fortune 500 company. Because think about Jeff Bezos. If Jeff Bezos walks in and say, hey, I need to borrow per Amazon. Now, of course, not himself, to build all these Amazon warehouses. You know, I need y'all to lend me some money. Do you think any bank would turn him down?
No.
No, because he's a powerhouse, and he looks like it, and he's set up like it. So you want to go in from day one and set yourself up like that, because what are we all aiming to do? Make $1 million, right? Mm-hmm. And now a billion. So you want to set yourself up like that from day one.
A million don't even seem like, that's not even the goal for me no more. It's like, I used to think $100,000 was the goal, and then I started. Yes. I made $100,000 several times. I was like,
and
okay,
the bar just raised.
Yeah, it's just raised. So it's like, a million is not. Yeah, it's gonna be nice when I see that year to say like, oh, boom, finally made it. Mm-hmm. I've been close, but you know, some things I just had to structure or whatever. But it's like seeing that I'm that close is like, that's not even the bar now. So I'm setting it to another, say, okay, I need to get here because I know I'm going to get there now.
Yes.
Just now just figuring this out and understanding credit and all this other stuff to help me get to that standpoint. Mm-hmm. So with the business credit, after having your EIN number or – and is the DUNS, because that was another thing. She was on the phone. She was like, yes, do you have your DUNS number? And I was like, yeah, I got my DUNS number too. She was like, oh, okay, you good.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like, all smile. I could hear her smiling through the phone. She was like, okay.
Like, this is easy money.
Yeah. So she set it up, no problem or whatever. Yes. Is that something that that's needed for the business and getting all that set up?
Yes, if you want to be taken serious as a business, you definitely want to have your DUNS number. So Dun & Bradstreet, with personal credit, everybody knows the big three. You have Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Mm-hmm. Well, with business credit, you have a big three as well, which is Dun & Bradstreet. It's the powerhouse for business credit. And then you have Experian for business and Equifax for business. Mm-hmm. But most people go off the DUNS number. With your DUNS number, you get certain trade lines with it, business trade lines, and then they create a PEDEC score. You want to be at an 80 or higher, which is a 700 or higher
when
you compare it to personal credit. And then you just go up this ladder and say, okay, now I've established relationships with
these. So it's 80 or higher?
For your PEDEC score, yes.
Mine is a 72. What is that?
So then that means that you didn't pay something on time.
I wonder what that is. I don't know what that is.
So I can audit it for you.
Okay.
But business credit is totally different. Oh, my gosh, it's another world. It makes you even more powerful because people don't know, but banks lend more to other businesses than they do people.
Mm.
Also, utilization doesn't hurt your business. So, like I just said, if you have a credit card for $500 on personal credit and you use $500, guess what? You look very bad.
Yeah, it looks bad.
But if you have a $50,000 credit card on business credit and use all $50,000, nobody cares.
Right. Because it's going into the business, so they know the business is making money.
Exactly.
So, gotcha,
and they know that you're investing and you're making the economy spin and go around. You're putting money back into the economy. So that's what makes you more powerful. They usually give a lot more higher limits on business credit because as humans, even with personal credit, you know, it's only so much credit they're going to extend to you because guess what? As humans, we get sick. Unfortunately, we die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get tired. We have to go to sleep. Even if you made $1,000 an hour working, you know, you're only going to work so many hours.
Right.
So at some point, you're just going to become risky either way, even if you've never missed a payment. Because what do they go by? Debt to income ratio and things like that. So at some point, they're going to stop you from getting what you want.
Right.
With business credit, business is going forever. How long has Walt Disney been dead?
Years. I never seen this guy.
And you probably going to Disney World
several
this summer,
times.
Right.
Yeah.
So his business is making money.
Right.
And money and money and more money. Look at Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. He's been dead and Apple. We all got
still,
an Apple,
yeah,
right?
In my pocket
since
somewhere.
He passed
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
So businesses are just less riskier, you know, and especially you with a 16-year-old business. Wow, banks would love you.
Yeah.
So
they be sending me all type of stuff. Now.
Respond.
Yeah. I'm with Chase.
Funny. And men never have bad credit. They just really don't have any.
Men are
my favorite clients.
Yo, that was my problem.
Yep.
I just didn't have any because I didn't do the credit cards and none of that stuff. I was like, I got cash. I'm straight.
Yeah.
Like I got my money. I'm good. I got some cash over here. I put a little bit over here and make some money for me. Well, I don't know what I need a credit card for until I started understanding it. Like, okay. I could use this now. It could be leverage or whatever. Even when I started doing like the ads on Facebook and Instagram and with those American Express and started seeing how that worked, I was like, oh, I get it. You know what I mean? You're making money back from using this stuff.
Yes. And I tell people that too. So with my credit cards, I don't use debit cards. Mm. So I use credit cards, of course, now not by Jordan's, but I use them to pay for things that I would have to pay for anyway. So like light bill. Right. We all have to pay a light bill. We all have to get gas. We all have to eat and go to the grocery store and things like that. So I use my credit card for that, and I take the money that's on my debit card and pay off my credit card. Well, now I'm getting paid to do things that I wouldn't normally do. Or if you have a travel rewards card, you get free flights, you get free vacations, you get extra insurance, you get trip insurance, you get extra car insurance if you have a rental car. So it's just so many perks and rewards. You get nothing for using a debit card. A bank gives you nothing.
It's your money. But, yeah, I'd be kicking myself in the butt because I just learned about this last year.
Well, that's still a long. You in the game.
Last year. I'm like, so, man, I'm just learning about this.
You're still ahead of a lot of people. You're still ahead of a lot of people. But it is. And Amex and Chase, you're like the elite of the elite if you have an Amex. You know, in the credit world, we know that. I have an Amex card in my purse. So
are trade lines a good thing to
do? So trade lines can be a very bad thing, or they can be a good thing. So a trade line is just somebody adding you to their credit card as an authorized user, right? Mm-hmm. But remember, we talked about utilization. We talked about payment history. So if I say, hey, you got a credit card, and you say yes, and I just say add me on, whatever you add me to is going to jump on my credit report.
Right.
Well, what if your $25,000 credit card is maxed out?
It's going to go on there, and that's going to be in your history.
How does that help me?
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's going to hurt you, really.
It's going to hurt you. So I tell people that all the time. You want to be educated. Everybody just wants a trade line. Oh, I don't have to purchase a trade line from you today. My auntie could just add me. Well, do you know if she has perfect payment history? Mm-hmm. Do you know if back in 1992 she missed, which that wouldn't hurt, but you get what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Do you know if last 2 months or when COVID first happened, she may have missed a payment that has a 30-day late? That's going to show up on your credit report. Mm-hmm. Once it's on there, it doesn't come off. Even if she adds you today and takes you off tomorrow, it's going to show up with whatever history she had during that time.
Mm. Yeah, I used to, so I had a business. It wasn't a business. It was more like a side hustle because it wasn't incorporated, no none of that stuff. But at the time, I met an individual who told me about like the CPNs and all this other stuff, right? So I started doing that, and I tried it on me first, and then started doing that, and then adding trade lines and all this other stuff. And then once I started doing that, I started telling other people, and then out of nowhere, it just like blew up. Everybody wanted these CPNs and trade lines.
A lot of people get rich off CPNs.
But I stopped it because they were straddling the fence with the CPN stuff, like doing the most with it. And then when I started doing more research on it, I saw how close it can be to illegal.
Yes.
And I like, I ain't going to jail for nobody.
Yes.
Because if you go to some place and you're trying to get a car or whatever, and you get them this CPN number, and then for whatever reason, this come back something, first thing they're going to say, well, I got it from this person, and then now I'm in the mix. You know what I mean? So
it's not illegal to sell them. It's illegal to use them.
To use it, yeah.
And to use them for purposes of defrauding the bank. So let's say somebody uses a CPN because they could have been a victim of identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a CPN and, you know, they pay back that car note or that credit card. They're fine. But when you purposely
get a CPN, that's what was happening. I had people getting the CPNs and getting cars, credit cards, maxing them out. And then guess what they do? Hey, bro, man, I need to get another one. And I was like, well, they don't work like that.
Exactly.
You know, because now you got all these different numbers coming out. You look fishy.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
And banks catch on. They're not dumb.
Oh, they started catching on, like, what were we, 2021? So, like, 2018, going into 19, I started seeing the change and different things had to be structured.
Yes, and they asked for CPNs. Different documents.
Oh, yeah, they started asking for all type of stuff.
Banks are stupid.
Because I had it to where they, at first, Capital One had a card that you can get with a CPN because you didn't have no score or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then they stopped that. So then you had to get a secured card. And then from there, you had to get, like, some type of store card. Yeah. And then try to get to
the finish line.
Yeah, moved it every time. Even to now, so I don't even deal with them no more. But so with the trade lines, like you said, you don't know the history that a person has if you're getting it from a family member, friend, right. and they adding you on there. Right. Is there a certain way to know or a certain, or like for you, if somebody comes to you, how would they know the history of the trade line that they're getting?
My reputation.
I see, because you be putting out the number two, well, top two in the game, but I ain't number two. Okay.
But no, so you can check their credit karma. You can pull their credit report and just say, okay, this 2010 Chase card you should about to add me to. Let me see. Okay, you got all green. Okay, go ahead and add me. So you just want to be mindful of that, you know, but it's going to look fishy if you kind of like scrutinizing the person who's trying to help you.
Right.
But that is the, it's a great way to help people, but people just want trade lines. It's like, no, you have to have a mix. So it works better if you do actually go get that secured loan. So you go get a secured loan, and then now somebody asks you to a trade line as well. It's beautiful because now you have two positive accounts, one with age, because age is a certain percentage of your credit score. So you're going to have age now, so you're going to skip some levels with that. But then you're also showing the banks that, hey, I'm working on my credit as well. Because you can see it. Like, even when I pull people credit reports, I say, oh, this isn't their credit card. They bought a trade line. Even if they don't buy it from me, I know.
You know, yeah.
And I don't work for a bank. So I know a bank who's about to loan you, you're trying to get $30,000 or $40,000 for a new charger, knows that you have a trade line.
If somebody has, like you say, God, men don't have, like for me, I didn't have any credit on there, but I just didn't have no credit, basically, right? So let's say somebody who doesn't have any credit and they just have some old stuff on there, they don't have any credit cards, they go add a trade line. Would that help them to get like a credit card so they can have their own credit?
So this is what trade lines are beneficial for, and I tell people this all the time, especially when you buy a trade line from Jay White. You're just adding something positive to your credit. Remember, we talked about the report card, right? Mm-hmm. So just imagine only having two classes. So it's like, okay, I got two classes, and you get two A's. It's like, okay, whoop-de-doo, you made straight A's.
Yeah, you just got two classes, two A's, yeah.
Right? Imagine having 20 classes, and you get A's in every class.
Look better.
If you had to choose who to reward, and you could only reward one person, would you reward the person with 20 A's?
I'm going with the 20.
A's? So a trade line helps stack your report. So if I go down your report and I say, okay, boom, 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 positive, 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 that trade line in the mix helps.
Gotcha.
But you don't want to just have one trade line or two trade lines and nothing that's yours. You want to mix them together. Gotcha. So now you have primary accounts that are yours that's going to stay with you forever. Mm-hmm. And then you have trade lines that you piggybacked off somebody else. A combination of both is a great, great, great mix. So it helps your credit a lot. I actually did it with my 18, well, he's 19 years old now. Mm-hmm. So, but my son was 18 years old, and I added him to my credit card from day one because I already knew the game. I added him actually to only two credit cards. So he had a 750 literally overnight. And then I made him sign up for like SelfLender, this little other app called Kickoff. And so now those were his two primary accounts. And Kickoff, he made it for free. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, he was having fun. He was learning about credit. And then I said, okay, now you're ready for SelfLender. And it was $9 to start. And then it's $25 a month. Well, I just linked it to my account. So I was actually paying it. But, you know.
Yeah, I had a SelfLender too before. Yes. So it was like, I was paying $45 a month. Yes. And they were just taking it out and then got that money back at the following year. Whatever, but it reported like I had a card or something. It was reporting to the credit.
Yes, and it's amazing. And it's just, you know, a genius came up with a way to help people build credit and make money off of it. But so on his 19th birthday, he doesn't even have a driver's license yet. On his 19th birthday, he bought a brand new Mercedes.
What?
So now he makes money in his sleep at 19 years old because I have a rental car business. So yeah. I rent out one his Mercedes as well.
You on Turo?
Yes. Well, no, I'm not on Turo. I operate myself because I don't use Turo as a middleman. I started out on Turo, though.
Yeah, because I've been I was contemplating about the Turo thing.
Oh, I love Turo.
Right? Back and forth on it, trying to see if I want to do it. Still thinking about it, but also what you're doing, like taking out the middleman and just renting it out.
It's more risky. It's less risky for me because I usually rent to my clients. So some of my clients, you know, especially single mothers, they'll say, okay, I got four children, and I'm working on my credit. I still can't get approved for a car. Okay, well, rent my brand new car. you know, while you're working on your credit with me. So I already have all your documents, all your information. We already have built the relationship. We trust each other. So I trust you with my car. And it works, you know.
Treating them like how you, like the bank be doing to everybody else. Yeah.
Well, that's my goal, to become the bank.
That's what's up.
That's my goal, because that's how you get rich. Think about Monopoly.
Yeah.
You know, who always wins in the game of
the
Monopoly?
The banker.
There you go. Who does everybody want to be?
Yeah, the banker.
The banker. Yeah. So life is just like that. The bank always wins. Yeah. It never loses.
Yeah, that's a jewel right there. Yes. So we're gonna wrap it up. But I just like, you just dropping jewels and dropping them like left and right. Well, it's just from me. I'm a researcher.
Yes, like, I can tell.
Yeah, I research, man. I research everything.
That's the key to success.
Yeah, I'm always constantly reading something or trying to find out what's up with this and that. So it's constantly researching stuff, especially when it comes to like this credit and the business stuff. I can't stop thinking about like getting
into it.
Now. Man,
it is. It's your addicted.
I don't even like I'm a huge basketball fan. Like I play ball. That's love of my life. Hooping.
Yes, me too.
I'm a huge Laker fan. I ain't watch. I don't like LeBron James. I'm a Laker fan.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no disrespect, LeBron. He's just not my favorite player. But I haven't watched one game this whole season. That's it. If I'm not watching a podcast or listening to some type of podcast or reading some type of literature that has to do with credit or something like that, that's it. I may watch some movies here and there to just take my brain away from it for a minute, but I get right back to it.
Yep.
It's like,
that's why you're so successful.
Yeah, so what else can I be doing? How can I be doing this? How can I make this money make money for me so I don't have to be constantly doing all this work?
Information. Just think about why they didn't want us to read.
Why
they used to gouge out our eyes and things like that. It's so much. And knowledge is literally the key to success.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you said, YouTube University.
Yeah, man. I learned so much stuff on YouTube.
Listen,
I learned how to put this podcast together from YouTube. Dude, when we on YouTube watching, he'll tell you.
I love it.
Put all this stuff together.
Like
yeah,
a lot of gems from YouTube. And then I just study banks. I study who's moving. How the money is moving, how they're lending, what are they looking for? Because then you think about having good credit, but then you may be to a bank that doesn't like people with good credit. Mm. They may like businesses, and they lend more to businesses. Then you may go to a bank that you have a 620, but everybody else in the area has their underwriting team likes people with 750. But then you go to that little small credit union in Alabama and join that. And
they let you in.
And everybody in Alabama has a 580. So your 620 look like an 800.
Oh, yeah. You LeBron James coming in there.
Exactly.
They like, so pass him the ball.
It's things like that I know that people, you know, don't know. I'm a member of credit unions. I've never walked into the bank. It's credit unions that are strictly 100% online. Mm. So I'll get you into one of those.
Yeah, I want to get into. I'm not in. I'm banked with Chase and Wells Fargo.
Okay, so we need to get you into some credit unions.
Yeah.
And I'll drop a nice gem that everybody should know about called DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, DCU.org.
DCU.org.
They have an open membership. You just have to join, like, one of their little organizations for, like, $25. So say, like, they're affiliated with the William Boston organization. Mm. They may say, okay, join his organization. That makes you a member with us.
Mm.
So you do that. You get in there. And they offer so much. They do like 90-day loans, no credit check.
What is on? It's an online
credit
union?
Credit union. Digital Federal Credit Union. DCU.
Don't worry, I'm going to write it down right now. I'm going to write it down and put it in here.
Go to the website right now.
Hold on,
we're
going to go to it right now. DCU.org.
Because I'm your guest, I'll send you a list of the top 10 credit unions in America.
I like that.
Better join all of them.
Okay, so branches open. Man, see, now I can't go to sleep tonight because I'm going to be on DCU.
And they have no credit check loans. So I have my clients, I say, you know, and I tell my people this all the time, knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power.
Man, say that again, because I be trying to tell people.
Knowledge is not power.
You got to apply it.
You have to apply it. So I drop gems. Hey, everybody, go join DCU. Oh, and it's also another bank right here in Jacksonville.
Where?
Type in 121.
121?
Join that one tonight. 121 FCU.
FCU.
Dot org. Well, every year they do a no credit check Christmas loan. It used to be $1,000. This year, for the first time, where in 2020 it was $1,200. No credit check. The only criteria, you had to be a member for 6 months. Well, I used to post that on my Facebook page. Hey, everybody, go join DCU. I mean, 121. Those who did, they got the loan. Those who didn't, was like, oh, I've only been a member for 1 day or two. You don't qualify. You'll qualify next year, but you have to apply information so you don't miss the mark.
So if I go and apply and I get set up on an account with them?
Just get a savings account. Savings account. Now you're a member.
And then
but you're going to want to do business with
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're a very small credit union. They're in Jacksonville. 121 is in Jacksonville only. But I found out about them actually because they beat Navy Federal's interest rate for something I was trying to do. So I was like, okay. And when I got the loan with them, they made me become a member. So I was like, okay, what's that? So yeah, that's you know, it.
I done seen this sign before. I done seen them.
They're at the airport. They're in Orange Park. They used to be downtown. They have a couple locations, but they're really, really great credit union. You always want to join for personal credit. Mm-hmm. You want to have a relationship with multiple credit unions over banks. Credit unions are more personable. They usually give higher credit limits.
I don't have any. I don't have any credit unions. My fiance is with ViStar.
So just join ViStar. You can join all three of those tonight. That's your homework. Join ViStar.
Say less.
Join ViStar. 121.
121.
And DCU. Join those three credit unions tonight. If you're already in the 700s, go ahead and apply. If you need help on what to put on the application, I'll help you. But like I said, Navy Federal is the biggest and the baddest. They don't ask for any documentation. You can apply right through their app. If you're a member of Navy Federal, I probably would have got you approved for a credit card right here tonight.
God damn it.
Do you mind? I might get you a Wells Fargo credit card while we're on camera. Do you mind saying your credit score while we're on camera?
Yeah, hold on. my credit score is...
Don't say it. Pull up your credit karma. Let me look at it. And then I can tell you what I can do for you while we're right here.
Where my credit karma at?
And this isn't why you're pulling that up. I tell people this all the time. Credit karma, put some respect on their name.
Because this is wrong. Like Equifax is...
I was just about to say this. So people say that credit karma is inaccurate. Mm-hmm. Well, when you're in the rebuilding phase and in the education phase, you don't want to pay attention to the score. What did I say earlier? The report, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to click on the score, and now let's go here. So this is very user-friendly because everything in the green, you're perfect, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have any negative marks on your credit. And just like we said,
because the little stuff,
you don't have any credit.
The little stuff I had on there, I went and cleaned, paid off. You know what I mean?
This is a problem because that's remember we talked about the number of A's,
right?
You have that many number of A's, and then this,
no data for.
So remember we said this is 30% of your score,
right?
Well, you don't have any data for that area.
See the cars that I have now, I guess
they're closed.
So
you don't have any open. Card, so that means for an area that's 30% of your score, you don't have any data to plug in to that area. So if I get you to open a credit card right now today, your score probably would jump up 100 points.
Who do I need to go through?
I
got like two cars that are just...
Well, I could add you to a trade line.
We could do that too.
But we can do... Let's go ahead.
We're going to get this on camera.
Do this credit card right here. It's just a credit building credit card. But you'll see this report.
And who's this? Kickoff. Okay. Oh, this is what you were just talking about with your son.
That I did for my son. And now he has a Capital One credit card and he has a Navy Federal credit card. So he has his own primary credit cards that, and he has a Mercedes on his credit report. So
with this, with Kickoff, what does this do?
So basically, Kickoff is what we call a fintech.
Right.
They're a fintech company. So, you know, you have your traditional banks and then you have your fintech company. So they're just a company who was brilliant and said, hey, we know that credit is a new hot commodity, right? Mm-hmm. It's the wave that everybody's riding. Everybody wants good credit now. So we're going to create a way that you can build credit outside of the bank. So come join our program. We're going to report to all three credit bureaus, and you're going to build credit essentially through us. like so much education, so much guidance. And I think the amount is on like $2 a month. You're going to be
paying.
That's
what this is.
Yeah. So you're going to build credit for $2 a month. Where else can you do that?
I'm doing it right now.
And after you do that, give it about 30 days. And when your score goes up like 100 points, please give me a shout out on Facebook. Tag me.
Shout out. I'm coming to I'm gonna take you to lunch. Yeah. So I'm doing this now.
Okay.
And then so with this, and we're going to let you go, but you just dropping these gems, and I think the people need to hear this, especially like individuals who are trying to build their credit or rebuild it. Mm-hmm. Like I know for me, because I just, like I told you, I was like credit card for
right,
what I needed a credit
cash.
Card. Yeah, I'm like, I got this cash. I'm good. I put this money and I make
both.
It flip.
And we're going to do your business credit too. Jay White is going to do your business credit. So you're going to love that. We're going to get you some funding for your business that doesn't show up on your personal credit. Mm. And yes, you're just going to take off.
Okay.
I'm going to learn to leverage both.
I'm going to finish setting this up once we finish.
Okay.
I want stuff I'm going to talk to you off camera.
Okay.
But so how do people get in contact with you if they're trying to get their credit right?
Okay, if you're trying to get your credit right, please give our company a call at 904-834-5116. You can also go on to our website, which is jwhite-enterprises.com. You can also go to my Instagram, jwhite_CEO. I'm on LinkedIn as well as Janae White. I also drop gems daily because I'm always reading, I'm always studying credit, and I'm always trying to get information to the people. So even if you don't want to follow me, if you don't want to know that I know that you're trying to rebuild your credit, all you have to do is just come look on my public page every single day.
Is that something that you get people who don't?
Oh my gosh, listen, it makes me cry. So have you ever seen or do you know of, I have a Jay White credit card?
No.
Oh, so I have my own credit card, and I'll show you on Facebook. But I have my car wrapped. So, it's not my car, but it's a car that my face is wrapped on it and my company. But it was this guy, I didn't know him from Adam, and shout out to my marketing director, Earl Nichols, on Facebook,
Earl.
Charles Nicholson. He came into my inbox.
I'm going to kick off, y'all. Welcome to kickoff.
He came into my inbox and he was like, hey, Janae, how are you? I know you don't know me, but I've been following your page. Mm. I've been reading your gems and I started applying them. And he was like, I'm at a 700 and I think he was like at a 720 at that time. And I was like, wow. Mm. You know, and I was just really humbled because he didn't have to let me know that it worked for him.
Yeah.
And so he was like, you know, well, let's meet in person. And we met in person and I started applying for credit cards for him. And I got him approved for a couple $1,000 credit lines. And he was like, girl, I am from Kenight. Like,
yeah.
We don't walk around you know, Discover credit cards and Navy Federal credit cards in our wallet. And I have a couple. Mm. So he was just really, you know, he was just really a voice for me. And I thank him for that and a voice of my results and saying, look, you don't have an excuse. If I was able to fix my credit from free information she was giving, then you should be able to do it, especially if you sign up for her program, because I do get a lot of people who I think they're just looking for somebody to blame mm-hmm. for their problems. They're not really serious about it. Are they looking for a magician? And you have to put in work. You have to. You cannot trick FICO.
At all.
Nobody knows the algorithm. I wish I knew it. My prices would be a lot higher than what they are. But you just really have to put in the work.
What are your prices? Because, first of all, I really appreciate you for coming through.
No price to pleasure.
Sitting down and taking the time out to even tell your story, one, and then give the information and knowledge that you have, because this is stuff that you would pay for. Mm-hmm. That if you can find this stuff if you do the research.
Yes.
But so many people are lazy.
And some people just don't have the time.
And they don't have the time.
And you're not going
to
catch up to me either. So
right.
You might start researching, but you're not going to know what I know
because
I've been studying for
You've been
10
studying,
years,
right.
You know?
So you put in, like you said, you didn't just get the knowledge, you actually attained it and then you put it to use.
Yes, I was my own first client. I tell people that all the time.
So what's the fee? Somebody's trying to sit down with you.
So I have packages for everyone because I don't want to leave anybody behind. So I have payment plans. My lowest payment plan is $99. Then I have a $400 package. It comes with 4 months of credit repair service. I also tell them that if I don't get anything off in 4 months, then I work on your credit again for 4 months for free. Now, at first, I used to say you only get 4 months or 3 months. And if your credit score doesn't go up,
you
then
said $400?
Yes. Flat fee.
You can go up.
It's a flat fee.
Go up.
Right. It's coming. But yeah. Then I have a $1,000 package that comes with a trade line.
Okay.
And then I have a $2,500 package. It comes with 4 trade lines. Mm. My $1,000 package is the most popular.
Gotcha.
So, yes, I do a lot of $1,000 packages. I don't do too many 400s. $2,500, those are my VIP clients. So, you know, I check on them weekly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. They get to talk directly to me. If they need to pull up on me, they can pull up to my office. But the $1,000 package is my most popular. But I tell people with any package, I don't care if you get the $99. If you do your homework and you apply the knowledge, your score will go up.
Right.
I don't care where you start from. Your score will eventually start going up if you put in the work.
Right. That's dope, man. I'm going to come sit with you. And
Please.
I'm going to come spend some
money. I'm
located
on Dunn Avenue.
I'm trying to get that 8. I want to get to the 8.
Okay, well, we're going to have to work. They're not giving away 800
credit scores.
I know,
but I'm willing to put in the work.
Yes, and I tell people this all the time. 800s is just for bragging rights. So
well, I want
to
brag.
But once you get to like a 750, mm-hmm. you're going to get the same interest rates. You're going to get approved for everything under the sun. And even a 670, like 660, 670, those are great scores, you know, if your report is shaped right. And like I said as well, if you know how to play the game, I got somebody with a 550 approved for a $7,000 credit card. So that's like the lowest score and the highest amount I've ever done. But it's just knowing how to play the game.
Dope, man. Hey, see, I done learned a lot. I done got put on kick. They just said I got, what is this, $500 credit limit using Kickoff Store. So, yeah, I'm going to get started on that. I'm going to come sit with you. I'm going to go drop $1,000 just so I can come back and tell you guys exactly what the process was and what I went through and what Janae White did for me. So when can I come?
Right now. We can get started. No, I'm in my office. Usually 7 days a week. I do have a couple of personal affairs this weekend. Mm-hmm. But 7 days a week, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm located on Dunn Avenue, 1403.
Okay.
Dunn Avenue. My face is all on the outside of the building, so you can't miss it. But, yes, please come see us. And it's like a family. You know, we have a couple Duval celebrities pop up on us every now and then. And it's awesome.
Yeah, I saw you before we go. I saw my boy Tony, Marketing Genius, put out that you just helped him get some limit.
I'm his client.
Yeah.
Yes, he does my marketing.
Yeah.
Yes.
He put on Facebook, I forgot exactly what it was, but I think it was American Express or something. He said
it
right
was
on the
very
spot.
High limit,
yeah.
Yes. And he was, you know, like the rest of men, he had very good credit. He just wasn't utilizing it properly.
Yep.
So I was like, give me your phone. And I did it. I gave it back to him. He was like,
what?
How did you? Where did you? And then he came by the next day, and I was like, here you go again. So, he's pretty happy with me.
Dope. Well, I appreciate you for coming through again.
Anytime.
You know, and I'm coming to sit down with you. I could pay you now if you want. We just got to set it up
that.
So we can make it happen. I'll do it. I just want to get it because I want to, one, show support, you know what I mean? And then, two, be able to take what you going to do for me and share that with the masses.
Yes,
like,
please.
Yo, this is who you need to go see because this is what she can do.
Yes.
And she going to make it happen.
Yes. Well, I would be honored and it would be a privilege to, you know, help you get to that 800 or as close as we can get.
I just
want to
get some
bragging
rights.
Really expensive trade line.
That's fine. That's fine.
We'll you got to have those years.
Yeah, we'll make it happen, man. So on that note, if you're trying to get up with Janae White, she just left all the information. We're going to have your Instagram and stuff on here, too.
Nice.
And make sure you hit up because she just dropped a whole bunch of jewels, things that she charged money for. That and go up on that $400 package.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if you need any other tips, man, make sure you hit up. I appreciate you guys for watching. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you click that notification bell. And on that note, we up out of here.